7h30, sport en anglais, Marcel Mfouchi.
Hello, Cheta Bile. Good morning and thanks for joining us. In our top stories, Lekki football girls have defeated Atletico Femenino Malabo by 5-0 in their first outing in the UNIFAC zonal qualifiers for the CAF Women's Champions League underway in the DR Congo. And the 2024 African Cadet and Junior Judo Championships has wrapped up in Yaoundé with Egypt emerging overall best. Lekki football girls have gotten their UNIFAC zonal qualifiers for the CAF Champions League to a winning start after thrashing Atletico Femenino Malabo 5-0 at the Stade de Mati in the Democratic Republic of Congo yesterday. This convincing win propels Lekki girls to second place in the provisional standings, tied with first place TP Mazembe on 3 points and separated only by goal difference. Atletico Femenino Malabo and CSM Diablo Noir trail behind with 0 points. The girls of coach Stefan Zana will next face CSM Diablo Noir this Wednesday and TP Mazembe on Friday in the remaining matches. The top team from the UNIFAC zone will join the winners of the other zones for the group phase of the CAF Women's Champions League. Cameroon's Elite One champions Victoria United suffered a 1-0 defeat to their Ghanaian counterpart FC Samatex in the first leg of their CAF Champions League qualifiers at the Japoma Sports Complex in Douala. Despite putting up a great fight, the Limbe boys fell short and will need to turn the tides in Ghana next week. Details with Rene Kache from Douala.
Despite administrative setbacks that rendered several key players ineligible for the match, the Limbe boys delivered an impressive performance at home. Victoria United star midfielder Douala Nathan was particularly outstanding as he captivated the home crowd with his skillful play and composure in midfield. However, the night belonged to Emmanuel Mama, popularly known as Labi Nyame. The Ghanaian forward hailing from Tema etched his name into the history books by scoring FC Samatex's first ever goal in a CAF Interclub competition. His decisive strike in the second half proved to be the difference between the two teams. Mama's standout performance not only secured the win for the Ghanaian champions, but also positioned him as the match's history maker. The Cameroonian champions Victoria United will now face a challenging return leg next week as they travel to Ghana, hoping to overturn the deficit and advance beyond the preliminary round of the competition. Despite the loss, their fighting spirit in Japoma leaves room for optimism in the second leg. The stage is now set for an intense rematch as Victoria United seek redemption and progression in the CAF Interclub competition. Rene Kache, CRTV News, Douala.
At the end of the match, the president of Victoria United explained that his team was numerically weakened due to licensing issues. Nkwain Valentine also promised supporters of the Limbe-based side that Victoria United will secure a victory by at least 2-0 in Ghana this Wednesday to advance. He spoke to our reporter, Rene Kache.
They are very young. They have never competed in this kind of competition with 13 players. I would say 12 players. It's very difficult. And you know, with pressure and other things, they were demoralized because it was during the period when we wanted to start the match that they have to come and say we don't have enough license. So it happens. I want people to understand that it happens. I'm not giving up. I know I'm going to Ghana and I'm very sure I'll take the deal.
For their part, Fufu of Baham suffered a crushing 4-0 defeat at the hands of local side Penesville in Liberia during the first leg of their Confederations Cup qualifiers. The Yangwa boys now face the daunting task of overturning the 4-0 deficit in the second leg in Cameroon this weekend to advance to the next phase of the qualifiers. The defeats of top-tier champions Victoria United and 2023 Cup winners Fufu in the preliminary rounds of the CAF Champions League and Confederations Cup portray the current image of the country's football. Ben Collins, Nweberewo.
It is 2 seasons down the line since a Cameroonian top-flight football team qualified for the group stage of any CAF competition. That was Coton Sport of Garoua, who were eliminated in Group B that had African giants in the likes of Mamelodi Sundowns of South Africa, Al Ahly of Egypt and Al Hilal of Sudan. Since then, Cameroonian clubs have been shadows of themselves on the continental scene, Critics say the football governing body, FECAFOOT, has not been helping matters for their clubs. They say while Cameroon's flag bearers, Cotonspor, were eliminated at the preliminaries of the CAF Champions League last season, Bambuto's Football Club of Buda, that qualified to play the CAF Confederations Cup, were denied licenses. The club from the West region was accused of accumulating salaries of players. This year, Fufu Football Club of Baham traveled to Liberia within a backdrop of persistent strike actions from players who were asking for their salaries. While in Liberia, against local side Penisville, that thrashed them by 4-0, Fufu played the game with just 8 players. The others had problems with their licenses. Officials of FECAFOOT, who are controlling the system, were supposed to inform clubs that their requests for licenses were problematic. Cameroon's champions that faced so much criticism from the public, Victoria United of Limbe, had the same problem in their 0-1 loss to visiting Samatex of Ghana. Who is fooling who? The image of the country is at stake.
Ben Collins, New Eberewo. Curtains have been drawn on the 2024 African Cadet and Junior Judo Championships, which took place at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex over the weekend, with Egypt crowned champions. Host nation Cameroon won silver, while Angola and Tunisia both finished third among the 17 countries that participated in the four-day event. At the end of the competition, Ben Collins Nweberewo got the reactions of the president of the African Judo Union, Siteni Randria Nasolonyako.
I give special thanks to the authority for their support to the National Federation. And I would love also to give special thanks for their welcome. Everybody feel at home here, and for the organization, which is in the standard of IGF, International Judo Federation. And it's the first time in the history of our judo here in Africa that we have a big number of participants, about 400 delegation who come here. And Yaoundé became what it is, capital, the youth of judo this week. I'm satisfied for the event, and they are our future, who will represent this continent.
In the junior category of the championships, Cameroon won a total of 9 medals, 1 gold, 1 silver and 7 bronze, a performance that drew criticism from some of the judokas of the team. They spoke to journalism student on internship, Raisa Ananga.
I'm fighting in less than 90 kilograms. I won the gold medal in the African Championship Junior. I am searching this medal since last year, and I was very determined to win this gold medal.
I had bronze medal. I'm sad because I think that I can do better, but it's life.
Two judokas from Team Cameroon reacting at the end of the African Cadet and Junior Championships in Yaoundé. The 2024 National Interpros wrapped up over the weekend with Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi lifting the trophy. The team from the South Region defeated Union Sportive of Abombang in the final by 1-0 at the Ngwaekile Stadium in Yaoundé. Both finalists will compete in the forthcoming Elite 2 Championship. In the following report, Harrison Ashu Tiku reviews the three-week tournament.
10 regional outfits began to compete for promotion into the Elite 2 Championship on the 1st of August at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankoma and the FECAFOOT Technical Center in Oja. The clubs, who were divided into two pools, each played 4 group matches. At the end of the group stage, Mintak FC of Upper Sanaga and Union Sportive of Abombang topped Pool A, while Atlantic of Kribi and Volcan of Noon advanced to the semis from Pool B. The 4 clubs had to take on each other at the Ngwaekele Stadium in Yaoundé for the available 2 tickets to the Elite 2 Championship. The first semi-final fixture, pitting Volcan of Noon against Union Sportive of Abombang, produced fireworks, especially amongst the fans, who on several occasions interrupted the game. The match ended on a 1-1 draw in regular playing time. However, Union Sportive of Abombang carried the day 3-2 in post-match penalties. After the tie, Atlantic of Kribi clinched their ticket to the Elite 2. They won Mintak FC of Upper Sanaga in the second semi-final by 8-7 in post-match penalties. In the third place match, Mintak FC humbled Volcan of Noon by 5-1. Then came the final. Atlantic of Kribi outplayed their opponent from the East Region, Union Sportive of Abombang, 1-0. to lift the 2024 National Interpose Trophy.
Harrison Ashutiko putting a curb on today's edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News presented by Marcel Mfochie.